This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Battered arts organizations are hoping for more love from the Biden administration. For now, there's $15 billion in grants in the latest COVID relief bill for concert venues, including music clubs, movie and live theaters, including Broadway and more. Many are closed and looking for ways to survive 2021. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
First in line for the grants, businesses and venues whose revenues have dropped by more than 90%. Chris Johnson would qualify. He owns 15 movie theaters in Illinois and Wisconsin.
We're down 99.5%. We're waiting to get back open.
All of Johnson's theaters are closed now. He's hoping to reopen in February or March with the new Tom and Jerry movie. Followed by Marvel's Black Widow.
We have unfinished business.
If it's released by then. In the meantime, Johnson will continue opening his theaters for private events. Last year, a dance school showed a video of a recital that parents would normally watch live.
Actually, it was kind of funny because they got to watch it in recliners.
Johnson is also charging up to $250 a day for personal messages on his theater's marquees.
Happy birthday, love. You know, the kids or whatever it is, and people are doing messages to their dogs.
But Johnson says he still needs a grant for rent, payroll, utilities. Audrey Fix Schaefer works for IMP, which owns several live music venues in the Washington, D.C. area. All have been closed since last March, and she has no idea when they'll reopen.
If I had a crystal ball, it would be in shards of glass at my feet right now.
Fix Schaefer is hoping for some outdoor shows this summer, moving indoors by the end of this year. But even after live venues are allowed to reopen, Fix Schaefer says it'll still take a while for them to book bands.
There's so many intricacies in it that it will be 3 to 5 months.
During that time, they'll keep losing money. Colorado State Arts Management Professor Michael Seaman says that would be a continuation of last year.
Just for fine and performing arts, we estimated between April and July of 2020, there was about $42 billion that was lost.
Seaman says the $15 billion in COVID grant money is a great start, but the arts business will need more federal help to survive an uncertain year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.